All right, good morning everyone. My name is Linda Kwan and I am with the Health Resources and Services Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For the next 15 minutes, I'm going to talk a little bit about the pharmacist's role as members of an interdisciplinary healthcare team involved in the HRSA Patient Safety and Clinical Pharmacy Services Collaborative. I just wanted to share with everyone that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation is to really help the audience understand how this collaborative, or the Patient Safety and Clinical Pharmacy Services Collaborative, strengthens the pharmacist's role in the home care model and in medication management as part of an interdisciplinary healthcare team. It's also to help the audience identify how pharmacists are positioned to deliver better and safer care as part of a comprehensive care team, and also to discuss the role of student pharmacists in the safety net setting. So to kind of give the context of this collaborative, HRSA developed PSPC about 4 years ago to address the fragmented healthcare system that we see every day. We know that patients are seeing multiple providers, have multiple chronic conditions, and are usually walking out the door with multiple prescriptions. So this collaborative is really aimed at improving health outcomes and patient safety for high-risk patients. It's a quality improvement collaborative, so all of our teams and partners are using data to help drive what their next step is going to be. We've adapted the Institute for Healthcare Improvement Breakthrough Series collaborative model, and for those of you who are unfamiliar with this model, it really is grounded in conducting rapid series of changes in the Plan, Do, Study, Act cycle throughout the collaborative year. For PSPC nationally, we do convene all of our community-based teams 3 times a year during our learning sessions, which are face-to-face or virtual events, and it's to really help spread what's working across the country and to help surface some additional insights for other teams that may have similar challenges or barriers. This collaborative helps to improve the delivery system where there are gaps by enhancing the care coordination among the providers and partners involved. And I'll talk a little bit about the partners that we've seen over the last few years. This collaborative also helps to foster and enhance the multidisciplinary team-based care approach. We know that one provider can't do this alone and that we really need to rely on the expertise and strengths of the different providers across the many disciplines in our organization and in the communities. This collaborative also strengthens the patient-centered medical home, and it really helps integrate medication management and other patient-centered services to minimize harm related to adverse drug events and to maximize optimal health outcomes. This collaborative is truly driven by the community. It's only by coincidence that I'm here joined by one of our community team members here with us today. And in the third year of the collaborative, which just ended, we had over 120 community-based teams across the country. And these organizations include safety net providers and hospitals, HIV clinics, and community health centers. Many of these organizations have partnered with colleges of pharmacy, primary care associations, and quality improvement organizations. All of these teams is what we've seen in all of these teams that they're really grounded in the multidisciplinary care team model. You know, all of these teams are delivering patient-centered services to improve medication safety and health outcomes. And it's to really help transform the delivery system to save patient lives. We know folks are already doing these kind of services, so we don't this collaborative isn't meant to be new work. It's just a matter of helping teams to help provide services more efficiently and more effectively. So this AIM is a statement that our faculty members have developed, and it's a statement that serves as a daily reminder to help us keep us grounded in the work that we're doing. And the AIM for this collaborative is that patient-centered integrated care teams armed with cost-effective clinical pharmacy services to improve the health outcomes and safety for high-risk medication patient populations in alignment with national quality standards. Again, this collaborative really does align with many other national initiatives out there, and it's meant to reinforce the great work that's already occurring across the country. So as I mentioned before, this collaborative is grounded with a multidisciplinary care team. And for the purposes of this presentation, I'm really just going to amplify the specific role of pharmacists in our collaborative. The pharmacist plays an integral role in the healthcare delivery system. We've seen that many of them work alongside with the nurses, physicians, and other providers to develop, implement, evaluate, and improve healthcare initiatives, or to develop policies, or to look at their patient flow to see what changes they can make to help improve health outcomes and minimize medication errors. What we've seen across the country, and it varies by state, is that pharmacists are able to make therapeutic changes in medication regimen or dose as appropriate, and pharmacists are also included in the medication management processes at both the admission and discharge. We've also seen that pharmacists that are involved with the collaborative are able to provide that peer-to-peer education to other healthcare providers and to also patients. The peer-to-peer education can be along the lines of medications, along disease management, or even around new guidelines or requirements. The patient education is a key component, and pharmacists are integral, and they can provide that additional expertise in counseling and the management of chronic illnesses. Clinical pharmacists are also can help refer or be referred to for complex or polypharmacy patients. In the spirit of quality improvement, all of our teams use data to help drive what's working and what's due next, and the pharmacists can help and have played an active role in collecting and tracking outcome data and analyzing the benefits of the clinical pharmacy services to the patient and to the practice. The data collection can also be done by any member of their team. We know that the pharmacist has a lot on their plate, so we really like to, make this a team effort. So again, this is just one of the areas where the pharmacist can play an integral role in the collaborative. Pharmacists bring unique strengths to the collaborative. They have that additional expertise and can provide a direct focus on preventing adverse drug events, or ADEs, to more steps of the healthcare process. Studies have shown that there's a direct correlation between the addition of services provided by a pharmacist and a decrease in potential adverse drug events and actual adverse drug events. Pharmacists also has that additional drug expertise to aid other providers in making healthcare decisions. And again, as I mentioned before, they can provide that additional patient education to allow better medication management decisions. These are just some of the examples of the patient-centered services that the pharmacists, along with the other team members, do provide at their setting. Services such as medication therapy management, disease state management, medication reconciliation, or patient education. So we know that many of these services are being provided, but by bringing the pharmacists on board, that these services are enhanced and amplified, so the patient is getting better health, better care, and seeing outcomes in their health. For those of you that are unfamiliar with medication therapy management, I just wanted to share this slide just as a reference point for some of the key elements that the pharmacist plays in the MTM services with an interdisciplinary care team. The pharmacist provides a comprehensive review of current prescribed and self-care medications for usage and patterns. They also assess each of the medication for appropriateness, efficacy, safety, and adherence to achieve the optimal therapy goals. They also develop personal medication care plans, working closely with other healthcare providers, so that way the patient is getting the best care possible. I wanted to now transition this segment of the presentation into talking about the role of the student pharmacist in the safety net setting. We've seen that many of our teams across the country has partnered with the School of Pharmacy, and as a result, because of that partnership, student pharmacists are able to get some real hands-on experience in the safety net setting, while also applying their learning and schooling from what they've gathered in the classroom setting. So student pharmacists are directly involved in the healthcare process for many of the collaborative teams. They both learn from and assist in the healthcare delivery process. I wanted to just share with you an example from one of our teams in Ohio. So it's that PSPC team, Health Partners of Western Ohio, and they talk a little, in the next couple of slides talk a little bit how they use student pharmacists for their work. Students have been able to triage all medical clinic patients for intervention opportunities, and they also, many of the outreach programs at the Health Partners of Western Ohio Community Health Center are ran by students. Students are also included in patient visits as well as group diabetes sessions. They also work with the dispensing pharmacist for counseling and addressing potential adverse drug events. As this team has indicated here, at least 20 students are involved in the community-wide medication reconciliation program. So again, this kind of just highlights just how the student pharmacist has played an integral role being involved in this collaborative. Some of the benefits that we've heard, not only from this team, but from teams across the country by involving student pharmacists, is that more time can be spent on direct patient counseling. Students can educate staff on key drug therapy topics, health outcomes and patient safety are improved, and it prepares the next generation of safety net pharmacists. Students also gain valuable experience by having that hands-on patient interaction around chronic disease state management, patient counseling, and overall care to patients. So in summary, I just wanted to share that the collaborative strives to improve the care coordination around medications. Pharmacists and students provide valuable insights and expertise to improve health outcomes and patient safety. And the expanded care team and community partnerships are successful building blocks to transforming the delivery system. I also just wanted to take a second and just acknowledge the following individuals for their contributions to this presentation. And with that, I know we wanted to save questions for the end, so just wanted to share with you. If you have need more information, you can visit our website, and the link is provided here, or you can also email us at patientsafety@hrsa.gov. So thank you, everyone.